This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Captivity is almost over, Amerikanskis. How long did it take before you became just a little bit outraged? I hate to say this, but the longer it took you, the more indoctrinated you are. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm not trying to be mean. Melissa says, I'm a little too tough on you guys, and I don't believe that for a second, but you got to go with it when somebody says it to you, somebody you care about. Says you're being tough, Kevin. Look, here's what I'm telling you. Don't feel bad. That's why you're here. We sharpen each other's skills. Steel sharpens steel. You don't want me to tell you what you want to hear, and you run away, and you're like, I mean, I could have told you Donald Trump was going to lose in 2016, and you would have been all sad that night, but you had hope. And you know what happened? It turned out I was right. I'm telling you right now. Donald Trump is a shoo-in to be reelected in 2020 despite the shenanigans of the Democrats. You can say, oh, come on, Kevin, do you really believe? And all I'm going to do is reflect on, I was right in 2016, I'll be right again. If you want to worry, worry. But as the whiners would say, ain't no need of worrying what tomorrow's going to bring. It'll be all over in the morning. November the 4th, it'll be all over for the Democrats. It's ending sooner. I'm going to talk about what A.G. Barr had to say last week. Oh, my goodness. Been holding back on that. Following my good buddy Dan Bongino and trying to figure out when should we start talking about this. Because right now, it's all being dominated by the Chinese Wuhan virus, a.k.a. coronavirus, COVID-19. Yeah. It's what got you to give up your rights as a human being. Give up your rights as an American. Do you feel silly, folks, that you're still going out and you look for toilet paper and hand sanitizer? I've been looking for zinc for 3 weeks. I got the seltzer. I just don't have the zinc. And I'm not even in the risk area for the dreaded coronavirus. But I'm still trying to stock up. And my mindset has changed. I'm going to always keep a little zinc on hand. I don't know what for. They'll tell me what it's good for. Maybe I'll just invest in a chemical kit. Yeah, but you're going out. You're looking for this stuff. And here's the deal. You probably already have plenty of toilet paper, and you rarely use hand sanitizer. But you're still out buying that vodka. Getting that, whatever, the aloe, mixing them together and going, woo-hoo, like you're some alchemist. Boy, well, that would be metal. But you know what I'm saying, Nick. You're a chemist. Ready to go. You're at the ready. I have people bragging to me, Kev, I took my vodka, I mixed it with this and put a little bit of lotion in it, I'm ready to go, man. I'm like, said whoever? Really? You're proud of that? Good for you. I mean, I get that you want to feel like you've done so. Like, I don't have to go. I'm not worried about no hand sanitizer. I just made a gallon. And how often do you use it? If I had a gallon of hand sanitizer, I think it would last me 2 years. I can just, here's a novel idea. I can just wash my hands with soap and water. There's plenty of that. Oh, boy. But you're out there doing it. You're hitting it. When did it hit you that you couldn't just go anywhere you wanted? Even if you decided, I'm going to be a rabble-rouser, I'm going to be a radical, and you got in your car and you drove somewhere. You didn't go to the movies. You didn't go to your favorite restaurant. If you were in my neck of the woods where I grew up, there were a couple of bootleg hair salons open. I don't know if you guys heard about that. Oh, yeah. Black women were like, we will not be denied. They got the nails did. They got the hair did. Shoot. Probably didn't get any fines. I heard mosques were open. They wouldn't let churches open, but I heard there were a couple of mosques open. I don't know. You don't hear about that. Do you think any municipality had the guts to go write mosque-goers tickets and stuff like that? But you know what they did in church parking lots? They took down your license plate. I don't think that happened at any mosque. At least I didn't hear about it. I'm just curious. What, you know, captivity is almost over. You are about to be freed. So, you know, how do you feel about it? When did you get upset? Was it when your job or your business got impacted? When you started maybe having to think about your employees? Think about yourself, all that you've invested in that business, and said, wait a minute, there's something going on here. Or maybe it was the statistics. Maybe when you started hearing about, wait a minute, they're not telling us the number of people that actually have this disease because it inflates the number of deaths. And oh, by the way, they're inflating the number of deaths too. And now we're arguing over should we open the country when we now know definitively that the data's flawed. The proposed number of people who are going to die, grossly flawed. I'll get to that in a bit. Is that what set you off? Maybe when you saw that they packed the stimulus bill that was supposed to go to ease your burden, the Democrats packed it with pork. By the way, so did some Republicans. Right? They don't get a skate on this. They packed it with pork. Your hard-earned tax dollars, or hard-earned tax dollars, those two, going for, you know, pet projects of all these big fat cat Republicans. If you want to give $25 million to the Kennedy Center, give it to them. Out of your own pocket. Not out of mine. Yeah. Hey, I tell you this, I felt a bit like a slave. I did. I felt like this is what it must have felt like. Nobody was forcing me to work in the hot sun. You may have had some honeydews. Maybe you have a slave driver at your house going, get your butt out there working that garden, boy. You know, but I didn't. I just did what I did. But I still felt like I couldn't go. I couldn't do. I felt like a slave. And then they were talking about drones were going to police us. Going to police us from above and make sure that we maintained 6 feet from each other. What would they do? Would that drone look at you, get a facial recognition, and if you got 5 feet, 11 inches inside of somebody, it wrote you a ticket? I was shocked to hear, folks, we got high tech involved in locking down Americans. The tech is being invented and perfected that will lock you down in your house and keep track of you like they do in China. You leave your apartment, bloop, it registers you left your apartment. Hundreds of thousands of cameras all over the country who know exactly where you go minute by minute. Whew, that's Big Brother right there. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. We got a lot to talk about today.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Total insanity. Well, what does Fox News senior political analyst Britt Hume think? Let's ask him. Hey, Britt, good to have you with us. What do you make about the ongoing conversation now about reopening versus staying put?
I think it's time to consider the possibility, Shannon, that this lockdown, as opposed to the more moderate mitigation efforts, that this lockdown is a colossal public policy calamity, that the damage to the economy, to businesses, I see, you know, businesses are closing, many may not reopen, those jobs will be lost, those businesses will be lost, those incomes will be lost, plus the effect on children who don't have their normal lives, they don't have school, they can't play with their friends, even outdoors, all these things are accumulating. They're not going to get better, Shannon. They're going to get worse with time. And as I say, many of them, we may not recover from many of these losses for a very long time, if ever. And there is not, to my knowledge, really powerful evidence that imposing this lockdown, apart from over and above the other mitigation efforts, is making any real difference. I have my doubts that it's making any difference at all.
That was Britt Hume from Fox News, and not only is it a public policy calamity, it is a calamity for the Democrats who are going to get blamed for this. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. So, Melissa was talking to me the other day. She says, hey, you know, I was listening to you do this, you know, on the show, and she says, you lecture too much. She says, I lecture. I'm like, what? First of all, so I want to just address that real quickly. I don't lecture you. If you like what I say, fine. If you don't, fine. I respect what you think. But by the way, I don't get any feedback like that. Most of the time, you know, the feedback I get from you guys is, Kevin, you make me chuckle and you give me hope that things are going to be well for us in America. And I think that I can only give you that because I believe it. That's exactly what I believe. I believe no matter what they tell you on the left, we are going to be fine. You have got so much to look forward to. Don't worry about it. You know, things could not be more right for conservatives in America than right now. And here's what you should be thinking about. The fact that under all the lies and deception that the left, I mean, Donald Trump should never have been president. Let's face it. That's true. Never should have made it. But he is. And you're the reason for it. So there's something that's looking out for us. I believe God watches everything. So there you go. You know, that's my opinion about it. But whatever it is, Trump is slowly but surely figuring it out. And all the right moves get made. And I'm telling you right now, you're feasting. Whether you know it or not, you're feasting. Now, there's still some among you who like to worry. I know people that like to worry. I got a friend who's negotiating two TV deals, one in the UK and one in Hollywood. And the big issue for him is, well, they one group wants to do an animation, but I didn't know this on the second group. And he said, worry, worry. And I'm like, dude, you just like to worry. You got attorneys that are negotiating this deal. You're an amazing talent. That's the reason why they came to you. So why are you concerned? You turn over your attorneys and you say, look, guys, I didn't realize you wanted animation and this, that. But here's the deal. I'm going to do the two deals. You'll figure it out what you can do, what you can't do, and my attorneys will figure it out, or I'll walk. And he's like, well, you're right. I'm like, I know I'm right. I'm not lecturing the dude. But he wants to send me a note every other day going, hey, man, you know, my deal. And I go, look, your talent, they came to you. One came first, the other came second. The one that came second, you know, added something that they can't have. Either you tell them you can't have it. But don't keep bothering me about it once I've given you the advice. So, yeah, I'm not saying you guys are bothering me, but I'm going to give you my advice. I'm going to give you my counsel. But you know what? You are brilliant. You're brilliant people. You know, being honest with you, okay, I'm going to be honest. I don't teach you anything. I don't. I might give you an observation of mine that you go, huh, that's interesting. But I don't teach you anything. I bring things to light maybe that you hadn't thought about. You dust off some cobwebs, but at the end of the day, you know everything I'm talking about. Now, if we start going into some high-level math, and I'm having you factor, you know, some polynomials, I might be able to teach you something that you don't know. But most of the time we're talking about this stuff, you know, I'm not teaching you anything. You know the Chinese Wuhan virus scare of 2020 is nothing but a hoax. You know it inherently. I may prompt you to go, you know, that made me think, Kevin, but you know it in your heart. When have we ever done anything like this? Somebody give me numbers that prove to me that we should have shut this country down. Britt Hume nailed it. It is a colossal policy calamity geared at nothing more. Here we go again. I'm not teaching you anything. Than to destroy Donald Trump. Can you imagine the Democrats doing this in the time of Barack Obama? Same scenario. The answer is an emphatic no. They had their chance with H1N1, and you know why Republicans won't do it? Because we would never try to tear this country down even with Obama as president. That's why there was never a big deal over H1N1, a.k.a. bird flu, or anything else. We would not destroy the economy, destroy the livelihood of the American people over political gain. As bad as that dude was, we still wouldn't do it. But the Democrats will take the guy who's got the economy humming, who's got trade policy working in favor of America, who's got more blacks, women, and Latinos, and probably LGBT and other freakazoids employed than anybody in the history of America. He's got people enjoying their job, enjoying their lives, spending money, you know, doing all this. And they go, you know what? Let's torch the economy because we don't like him. Fauci was asked by a kid, is the tooth fairy going to die from the coronavirus? And he assured the child that the tooth fairy would be okay. So kids are worried that the tooth fairy are going to get the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. I'm pretty sure there are kids out there wondering if Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny is going to get the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. And I heard that some parents are killing off the Christmas elf conveniently. They're going to say that the elf got the Chinese Wuhan virus and died. I'm telling you, this thing is being used in ways you wouldn't believe, but it's scaring kids. It's scaring little kids. They think that Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy or the Easter Bunny or whoever, whatever the next little thing is the elf is going to die. Oh, boy. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Hopefully I'm not lecturing you. Just teasing. Yeah. What the Chinese Wuhan virus proved, folks, is that politicians are scumbags. Look at the things that, well, you know what, I'm not going to have time, but I will, when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about what this Chinese Wuhan virus has done to impact politics. And in so many areas, and as I said, scaring kids, scaring old people, scaring everybody. That was the objective, just to get Trump.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nashville Mayor John Cooper says it looks like a bomb went off.
So a lot of broken glass and trees. Insulation has been blown up into the trees. From the street, you can't tell a lot of structural damage, but there is a whole lot of broken glass. And then there's some broken water mains, which adds to the drama of the picture.
Three people were taken to the hospital after an explosion in downtown Nashville rocked the area. Curfews, quarantines, and even border crossings are complicating Christmas celebrations across the world for countless people, but it's not letting people deter them from celebrating Christmas. Millions of children opening presents from Santa today. The story of Santa stretches all the way back to the 3rd century. Christmas also one of the most significant holidays in Western Christianity as it commemorates the birth of Jesus. You're listening to USA Radio News. On Christmas Eve, lawmakers in the House blocked attempts to alter a $2.3 trillion COVID-19 relief and government spending package. The move leaves the bill's status in doubt after President Trump demanded extensive changes to the legislation, including an increase in stimulus checks for Americans from $600 to $2,000. The president also not happy with other spending in the bill. Republican congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, agrees.
The president's right to call BS on this ridiculous bill. Both parties are at fault. The only thing that I would say is it's classic Democrat procedure to say, okay, let's just throw another $2,000 on top of it this week. Let's just go vote instead of going back and fixing the bill.
Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock have raised more than $100 million each in the past 2 months as they get ready for the January 5th Senate runoffs in Georgia. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Virus and what were your symptoms?
Well, first of all, thanks so much, Aaron, for having me on. I first suspected I had symptoms when I had really bad diarrhea, just some of the most awful diarrhea. Just so much diarrhea. Like, an absurd amount of so much diarrhea. It was an epic amount of diarrhea, just so much of it, just diarrhea on top of diarrhea, just everywhere, just I was having diarrhea all over the, it was really just a ridiculous amount. So listen, Aaron, you can't imagine the amount of diarrhea I was having. So much diarrhea.
Before you guys get to wonder if that's real, that was a guy trolling Aaron Burnett. Is he on MSNBC or CNN? It was funny because the video just shows her shaking her head, you know, going, okay, yeah, yeah. But it was funny. Maybe it doesn't play as well for radio, but it's still pretty funny. Yeah, massive diarrhea. I mean, it's just like diarrhea you've never seen. Glad you guys are with me. So what's life after Chinese Wuhan, right? What's life going to be like after that? I've been talking a little bit about it during some of these programs. Here's the way I look at this. I look at the Chinese Wuhan virus as it was a training exercise. The left were pretty much trying to figure out what you're going to do. They didn't have a model for it because they did it during the time of Obama. We had H1N1 and Ebola in the time of Obama. But we didn't quite get to this level. So they decided, you know what, let's try it under Trump. And either you saw through the ruse, the game, or you became one of the sheeple. You validated for the left that you indeed can be made to go buy a product that you don't even really need. You went and stood in line for toilet paper and hand sanitizer and got caught up in the stuff, the whole rift of it. Or you just said, you know what, I think I'm just going to keep washing my hands with soap and living life the normal way. And look, for those of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, that's who you're listening to right now. By the way, it's Kevin Jackson. Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. For those of you who want to admit that you're still capable of being fooled by your government, I'm not mad at you. I'm not going to lecture you on that. It's not totally, the government that is, it's not totally devoid of the swamp rats yet. People who are hell-bent on fooling you, and they've become good at it. They've had decades of practice. And you have not been sharpening your skills. You have been too busy spending time at the job and with kids and the other things of life, the trappings of life, that you have not trained for this exercise. You've only done a little bit of training in the past, maybe the past decade. And shows like mine will help you, but you got to do this on your own. It requires this very crazy superpower called common sense. Be glad, though, while you were not training, you had a president who had your best interest in mind, not a feckless chump like Barack Obama. They didn't even try this exercise on Barack Obama because it would have destroyed the economy and things that they hold near and dear. That's why I told you, don't worry about the economy. Leftists want to make money more than you do. So they'll kill it for a little while, but they knew they couldn't kill it dead. They wish they could kill it enough to get rid of Trump. But had they done this during the time of Obama, they would have killed the patient, the body politic. That's why they didn't try it. They could only try it under a white Republican president, not under a black Democrat president. Oh, heck no. Mm-mm. They would have proven that they never should have let old baby black Jesus into the office. Anyway, this was a game for the elitists. Still at the control. They wanted to cause you to panic. They got lots of Americans to do it, to panic. I got your phone calls. I got your emails. I got your voicemails. I got all the things that you were sending me. You have 15 different ways to reach me, and there wasn't a single way that I didn't get reached by somebody going, "Kev, man, what are we going to do, man? Should I sell?" You were asking me about stock tips like I'm your financial advisor. You were asking me, what's going to happen to Trump? You know, like I'm the one behind the curtain controlling politics. To some degree, I am. I mean, I'm going to give you the right scoop. I talked many of you off the ledge, but come on, man. Sound like Joe Biden. Come on, man. I sponsored all the legislation to make you people understand that Donald Trump's going to win. I sponsored the legislation that proved to you that this Chinese Wuhan virus was a joke. I sponsored the legislation that brings you back here, that makes you come back to this program every day. I sponsored that legislation. Anyway, the panic. We canceled major events with others still pending cancellation, like the Indy 500 and others like that. We canceled sports. Broadway got canceled. Kids were taken out of schools, or as Rush Limbaugh calls them, schools. Socializing was verboten. Don't you be going out with your friends and your family in groups of 10. If you're 9, we'll let you go out. If you're 10, you got to get out of here. Restaurants closing up, serving food in drive-bys, looking like soup kitchens. The panic continues in some states. Governors have threatened to bring out the National Guard to keep people quarantined if they need to. You will not leave your house. You will not go to your job. You will not send your kids to school. You will not go to the doctor. You ever heard of telemedicine? Have any of you had a doctor's appointment where you had to go and they go, "We'll do it from your house." And you go, "Well, do I have to pay a copay? Because if you're going to do it from my house, I don't want to pay a copay. I don't want to pay an office visit. If I'm calling you and you're just going to give me some advice, send me an email." Yeah, had you thought about that? How that changed medical for a while? I mean, why am I getting in my car driving when they go, "Well, we can call you. Because we don't want you getting that dreaded Chinese Wuhan. And we don't want to get it either." Well, what about flus? What about when there's Ebola, whatever coming? Are we going to do the same thing? And if we are going to do the same thing, I don't want to pay. I don't want to pay for it. Yep. They wanted you so scared, man. And they got it. Leftist New York Times writer Rick Wilson wrote to his 753,000 Twitter followers, "People who sank into their fear of Trump, who defended every outrage, who put him before what they knew was right, and pretended this chaos and corruption was a glorious new age, will pay a terrible price. They deserve it." He's telling you that your faith in Trump, you supporting Donald Trump, you deserve what you get. When this Chinese Wuhan virus kills you and your grandma and your grandpa and your pet, you deserve it. Yeah, because you elected Donald Trump, and even though he performed exponentially better than Barack Obama under the same circumstances, shame on you. You think he's done any research into what Obama's done? Yeah, he knows. Don't tell me no. No, don't tell me no. You got it wrong. You're like, no, man, he don't even know, Kev. Oh, yeah, he does. He knows. That's part of the fun for them. They know Obama sucked. That's why I love telling them when they talk about, man, Donald Trump says, I say, shut up, man, Obama sucked. Just say that. When they start talking about Trump, don't say anything. Just go, yeah, whatever about Trump. Here's what you don't want to know, lefty. Obama sucked. Like, what? Yeah, I said it. Donald Trump is 1,000 times better president than Barack Obama. You can't name a single thing about Barack Obama that you like except his blackness, you racist pig. Tell them that. Watch what they say. Tell them Kevin Jackson said it. And then get a certificate of forgiveness because I authorize you to use that comment as my blackness allows. That's in the Constitution. Yeah. That's in the Bible, too, in the book of James. In the book of Kevin Kev. It's not in the Bible. It's not in the Constitution, either. Democrats, Kevin Jackson's talking about it's in the Constitution. It wasn't even in the Constitution. I looked. Peter Van Buren wrote a piece documenting these unwarranted fears, and he highlighted the fear-mongers. He says, the New York Times claimed that, quote, the specter of death speeds across the globe. Appointment in Samara style, even faster, culling the most vulnerable. And these are highlights, folks. Others are claiming that Trump will cancel the election. Every viewer who trusts the words of Earhart or Hannity or Reagan could well become a walking, breathing, droplet-spewing threat to the Republic, opined the Washington Post. Wow. Americans obliged, though. Here's what Van Buren went on to write. The grocery store in Manhattan, just after the announcement of a national state of emergency, was pure panic. I saw a fight break out after an employee brought out paper towels to restock the shelf and someone grabbed the whole carton for himself. The police were called. One cop had to stay behind to oversee the lines at the registers and maintain order. To their credit, the NYPD were cool about it. I heard them talk down one of the fighters saying, you want to go to jail over Fruit Loops? Get a hold of yourself. Outside of New York, sales of weapons and ammunition spiked. Folks, this was intentional to get you all worked up, charged up. They didn't even just use black folks for this. They use everybody. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lots of lessons in this apocalyptic panic that the left created for you. Lots of lessons to be learned. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Got you worked up, boy. Usually the left, as I say, they reserve this type of stuff for black folks. But they didn't. They got you all worked up, too. They got white people frothing at the mouth, ready to go to fisticuffs over paper products. Paper products. Putting people in jail for scalping paper towels and hand sanitizer. I mean, if you had said in your wildest dreams 2 years ago, Kevin, you could go to jail for selling hand sanitizer or sand sanitizer, either one, and I would have said, you crazy, man. What you talking about going to jail for selling hand sanitizer? Please. Negro, please. You would have said it. I would have said it. We all would have. We wouldn't have believed it, right? It happened. People got fined big money. Whatever. If I had said to you, there will be cops in the toilet paper aisle of a grocery store, you'd have said, Negro, please. Kevin, you've lost your mind, bro. Somebody work with him. You'd have channeled my grandmother. My baby need help. My baby needs some help. He need help. And I wouldn't have needed help if I'd have said something that silly. If I'd say, man, they're going to close restaurants down. You ain't going to be nothing but drive-thrus. They're going to bring back, well, those the outdoors movie theaters, what they call it, the drive-in. They're going to bring it back to drive-in. Don't be surprised if the drive-in makes a comeback. Just because families need to do stuff. If I'd said everybody's going to be homeschooling their kids, you would have said, boy, please, people will be pitchforks and torches if we have to homeschool our own kids. Many places they're homeschooling. 80 million people quarantined, right? This is Van Buren, I'm reading from an article he wrote. He says, panic seems to be something we turn on and off or moderate in different ways, understanding that helps reveal what's really going on. I talked about this. The run-of-the-mill flu kills more people each year than Chinese Wuhan even thought to be able to kill people, that many people. And I hear people go, well, Kevin, it's a terrible thing when people get it. Some of them experience symptoms where they wish they were dead. Some of them experience symptoms where, you know, their lungs get filled up, this, that, and the other, whatever. And I'm going, whatever experiences they're thinking, here's what it is at the end of the day. The common run-of-the-mill flu, which we might get three of them in a winter season or during the year, kills more people than Wuhan. Accidents will kill more people, but geometrically more people than Wuhan. Van Buren offered these numbers. Some 12,000 people have died, with over 13 million infected from flu between October of 2019 and February of 2020. The death toll is screamingly higher. And he says, as of the writing that he did, 61,000 plus people had been affected in America, and 819 Americans had been killed. So the flu had killed 12,000 people in the same amount of time, infected 13 million between October and now, and the Wuhan had infected 61,000 and killed 819. So he says bluntly, more people have already died from the flu in the U.S. than from the Wuhan virus in China, Iran, and Italy combined. Double, in fact, and to be even more blunt, no one really cares, even though a large number of bodies are piling up. He's talking about a large number of bodies of flu sufferers. He says, why don't they care? And his thing is, they don't care because what they care about is the politics of it. He wrote about Barack Obama and H1N1 and the number of people who were killed, and you've heard it from me already. Over 12,000 people died from that disease. 50 million people had it. 300,000 were hospitalized. A fraction of what's going on with Chinese Wuhan, but they didn't turn on the switch. Some of the powers that be said, you know what? Let's not turn that switch on. Now, you can ask yourself why. You can say, oh, well, maybe they didn't think of it as a pandemic. It was something we deal with all the time. There were so many more unknowns about Chinese Wuhan. Say whatever you want. But I'll tell you what it was. They knew if they did it in the time of Obama, he would not get elected in 2012. He would have been in deep kimchi. And if they had put the amount of hoopla over the number of people who've died, the guy said, they asked Donald Trump, how many people are you okay with dying? Nobody ever asked Obama that when these people were dying in any situation. Not in war, not fighting Ebola, and not fighting H1N1. They never put him on the spot to say, how many people are you okay killing? There's not a single stat in dealing with H1N1 where Barack Obama performed better than Trump. In fact, Trump performed exponentially better across the board. They didn't shut down schools. They didn't shut down restaurants. They didn't try to torch the economy. They weren't hoping and praying that the stock market would crash. They just let it ride. They even let it ride when Barack Obama was playing golf. They wanted him to be playing golf to make it appear as though it was far less than what it was. So he says, I love this one. He says, need a 2020 example of how to manipulate panic? Following fears of a liquid bomb, the TSA limited carry-on liquids to 4 ounces for years. Can't be too careful, right? Yet because of the Chinese Wuhan, they changed the limit for hand sanitizer only. Which, by the way, the alcohol content is flammable as opposed to, say, shampoo. They changed it to 12 ounces. You can take 12 ounces of hand sanitizer on a plane now. Now, remember the big deal, all the hoopla? Oh, that's more than 3.3 ounces. You got to throw it away. Not anymore. Suddenly, they've relaxed the rule because of hand sanitizer. That's the one thing we're going to let through. Everything else you cannot bring through here. No, you got to throw that out, sir. That lotion, throw that lotion out. Throw that conditioner. That conditioner cannot make it, but this flammable liquid, you can bring 12 ounces of that and your lighter and set it on fire. I didn't even know that until I read that. He says security theater closed down alongside Broadway tonight. Anyway, I don't know what that means. But so he goes on. He says false metrics are also manipulative because they make fear seem scientific. We ignore the low death rate and focus on the number of tests done. But whatever we do will never be enough. Never can be enough. The same way any post-disaster aid is never delivered quick enough because the testing is not just about discovering the extent of the virus. For those with naughty motives, it's about creating a race we can't win. So testing becomes proof of failure. I told you, I played earlier in the clips about Biden's guy talking about Donald Trump did not test people quick enough, and South Korea was testing 20,000 people per million, and we're only testing 5 people per million. And all Donald Trump says is, we're going to get to it. We'll do the testing. It had nothing to do with the death rate. It had nothing to do with the recovery rate. People were recovering 3 times faster than they were getting sick or dying. 3 times faster than death. The death rate was dropping as we learned, more people were asymptomatic, had no signs of this stupid Wuhan virus whatsoever. So those numbers got skewed. But they didn't say that. How many tests? We don't have any tests. When are we going to have to test? And it reminds me of why we started Seeking Educational Excellence. You have people, we're going, well, so you say it's all not equitable in school. You want diversity, equity, and inclusion. Okay, so when do we stop it? Kevin, we stop it when we've effectively closed the achievement gap. Okay, so who are we going to close the achievement gap for? Blacks against whites? Or Latinos against blacks? Or Asians against whites? Or is it LGBT against this? Or women against men? Because there's always some group that we can bring up that hasn't met the achievement gap. That's still not quite there. And is the goal to get everybody equal? You know, in other words, are all black people now going to be diamond cutters so we can rival the Jews? Are all white kids now going to get into sports and so we're going to have this back to being a meritocracy? When is it all even out? If you're an ugly kid and you're 5'2", are you going to suddenly become a Chippendale dancer or one of the Rockettes? What if you can't dance? Are you going to be on Broadway? What if you can't act? Are you going to get an Oscar? When are we closing the achievement gap? And how do we do it? Because I'd love to know. Well, that's what they do. Oh, it's all about the test. How many tests? How many tests? How many tests? You know, it's never to focus on, well, wait a minute. We're not seeing the level of mortality that we thought we were going to see. Europe just came out and said, you know what, guys? We're taking Chinese Wuhan off of our endangered disease list. It is not killing as many people as we thought. We'll get back to you with more numbers. Finally, some sanity is coming into the equation. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.